Tens of thousands more students will be eligible for taxpayer dollars to help fund their private school education under the final version of the new state budget. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports Republican legislative leaders unveiled the measure on Wednesday.
House Republicans had pushed to increase the income limit for school vouchers up to about $220,000 a year for a family of four and remove any other guardrails for eligibility. The Senate budget didn't include any expansion of the program, but the final budget does everything House Republicans wanted. Still, Senate GOP leader Roderick Bray insists the budget makes a significant investment in education for all students.
All in an effort to show, of course, that public education is by far and away the biggest expense that the state has, but it also is the most important project that the state has.
Democratic Representative Greg Porter has a blunter view of the budget's education spending.
I mean, expansion of vouchers at that magnitude is despicable from my perspective.
The House and Senate are expected to vote on the final budget in the next day or so. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith at the State House.